Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Moses asks the Lord a very important question. There's a very basic yet a very important question that Moses asks. It's an absurd question in some ways, but it is quite important, and this is the question that Moses asks the Lord. He asks him, "Who are you? What is your name? When I address the Israelites, who do I say that you are? What is the name of Israel's God?" And the Lord answers very simply, "I am." Out of all the things God could have said, eternal beauty, eternal truth, the way, the truth, the life, the source, any of these titles, none of those. But rather, "I am." I am. That God is, first of all, being. Not merely and simply the being with quotes, not this esoteric thing out there that some people claim that experience when they take on some hallucinogenic drugs or anything, but being. The source and summit of all that there is, the entity in which from all else derives, the irreplaceable entity from which all things come. God, the sustainer of all things, he who created all that is, everything that has being, from pill bugs to the dirt that we trample on, the bright blue skies, the very families that we love, that God somehow and mysteriously created and interpenetrates all things. He who is the first and the final cause, the one who created everything, and to the one which everything returns, the beginning of all that is, the sustainer of all that is, the nourisher of all that is. The great I am. At the end of today's gospel, we are confronted with the fruitless fig tree. This is a fig tree that ceased to be sustained by the great I am. Although given everything that it needs to flourish and to grow, it is effectively a dead tree. It is a burden to everything around it, like so many of us on so many of time. So many times in my life where the grace of the great I am blows through and past me, I find myself dumb to the promptings of God. This wasting fig tree, a thing that sits in the presence of the Son of God, receiving the great I am's glowing rays, hearing the rustle of the winds of the Spirit at an hourly basis, sits on top of thousands of years of tradition and thoughts and prayer, surrounded by followers on the road to the gospel, yet does nothing. Just sitting there, wasting resources, looking dumb and dismal, wasting God's time as well as your own, being threatened to be chopped down, yet stupid enough to allow it. Yet here is the great I am. Here is your God working signs among signs, from burning bushes to spinning suns to transforming wafers and wine into the body and blood of God, eager, zealous, desperate to get our attention. The great I am. Him who you recognize at the sunrise and the sunset. He whom you recognize when the moonlight cascades into the quad. He whom you recognize when you witness a lab experiment that actually works. He whom you recognize when the code actually and finally makes sense. The great I am, the sustainer and source of all good, the first and final cause, eager, zealous, desperate for your attention. from the writings of the retired Holy Father. Benedict XVI says, Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new form of morality. We are only Christians if we encounter Christ, even if he does not reveal himself to us as clearly and irresistibly as he did to Paul in making him the apostle of the Gentiles. We can also encounter Christ in reading Holy Scripture, in prayer, in the liturgical life of the church. Touch Christ's heart and feel that Christ touches ours. And it is only in this personal relationship with Christ, in this meeting with the risen one, that we are truly Christian. At our very waking moment, there Jesus is attending you. At every bike ride through campus, at every walk, at every discussion with friends and family, every time you pray, every time you acknowledge God, every time you actively seek he who actively chases after you, an encounter with Jesus Christ, an encounter with the great I Am. He invites you into a deep, dynamic, unpredictable adventure with the divine. Why do we fear it? He who splits trees and red seas, who sets bushes ablaze that will not be consumed. Why can we not see it? He who would heal lepers and the blind, the unspeakable and the outcast, why would you not believe it? Because we are a proud people, but we are not that proud. We are intentionally deaf, but we occasionally listen. Because we are intentionally blind, but we occasionally take off the sunglasses. Because we are self-centered, but we occasionally think of other people. Let us bathe in the risen sun. Let us suck up the nutrients from the past, studying, contemplating, immersing ourselves in the spirituality and theology of our ancestors. Let us be pruned by the divine gardener, happily ridding ourselves of dying branches. Let us be fruitful in the presence of our God. Let us live on that hallowed ground. Let us be saints.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.